You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And it's personal finance time on a Monday. We're going to be taking a look at inherited money habits and how they could potentially affect your finances. I'm joined on the line by money coach and facilitator at One Life, Hayley Parry, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Hayley, lovely to have you back on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. What do we mean when we say inherited money habits?
Thanks for having me, Jimmy. We're looking at things that we pick up that we don't necessarily, intentionally think about. So when you are raised with parents who manage money in a particular way, you often pick up some habits, both good and bad. And what we're talking about at the moment is, spring is a really good time to give your personal finances a spring clean, and having a look at habits that are no longer serving you and in fact may even be hurting your wallet, it's a good time to do this and have a look at what needs a bit of a shake-up.
Hayley, what are some of the examples of perhaps the money habits that we subconsciously inherit that we might not even think about, or some of the things that affect our decision-making where it comes to money that, as you said, we probably just picked up from watching our parents do it?
I think perhaps one of the most serious and the one that we see causing the most pain to people's bank accounts is often around debt. So, if you have grown up in an environment where it's normal to use other people's money or to use store cards or loans to fund a particular lifestyle, you may grow up thinking that's totally normal. And the reality is that it's a pretty expensive habit to pick up, and it's not one that serves you if you are wanting to, take the money you're earning and actually put it away for creating a different financial future for yourself and for your children. If you wanted to create some kind of legacy, I'm afraid, you're not going to be able to do that if you're carrying a lot of debt around with you at the same time.
Hayley, not all of the habits we pick up where it relates to money and the habits you pick up from family, friends, can be negative. Some of them might be really good habits. How do you start to kind of identify what might be a good habit to have learned, what might be a habit to let go of, and what kind of conversation should you be having with yourself to try and kind of bring these habits to the fore?
I think that's a great question. And I think it comes back to the number one thing that we strive to teach whenever we're doing any kind of our financial education courses. And that is that you need to know what the game plan is, right? And the number one game plan for everyone who's working so hard for their salary every month is that you need to be making a profit, right? Now, this is a concept that everyone's very familiar with when it comes to thinking about the companies we work for or the companies we buy products and services from. We know they need to make a profit, because if they don't, they're going to go out of business or they're going to go bankrupt. But very few of us apply that thinking to our personal finances. So if you're looking at your financial habits through that lens, suddenly things will become a little clearer. Is this habit that I'm doing around my money, whether it's inherited or not, is it helping me be profitable, or is it actually helping me make a loss? And as soon as you're looking at it through that lens, I think it'll become, really clear as to what is serving you and what perhaps needs changing.
Hayley, what about some of the practical ways to change some of these habits? Some of the habits we want to let go of, some of the habits we don't know how to let go of. How do you practically start to, obviously there's not a one-size-fits-all solution to letting go of these habits. How do we start to have the conversations that'll help us let go of the bad habits?
Yeah, so I think, particularly when we're in this season of spring, a lot of people are kind of spring cleaning cupboards and looking to dust off the old and bring in the new. And the same applies to our finances. I find it really helpful if you start with the physical stuff. So the area that represents money, whether you're carrying a purse or a wallet or a handbag, that's a good place to start, right? You want to get rid of the stuff that's no longer serving you, like receipts that perhaps you can't even see what is typed on there anymore. Perhaps your rewards cards, you could digitize those, put them in your digital wallet, for example. And then once you've cleaned out the things that aren't serving you, the other thing is to add in things that do. So, for example, if you want to be tipping people in the car park, put change into your car or into your purse. So that's the first thing, is starting with the physical. And then you need to go a little deeper and start looking at your bank accounts and your bank statements, particularly if you haven't been paying much attention. And really the message there is, what is sitting there in my bank account that perhaps I had forgotten about? You know, we talk about spring cleaning debit orders. You know, those are often put in place around a particular point in time where they serve you, but they're no longer, you know, they may no longer be relevant for you. And so that's something to look at. Another area that I see catching people quite a bit at the moment is subscriptions that are going off through app stores. Perhaps it's yours, perhaps it's your kids, but suddenly you see these little amounts going off and you can't even remember what it is that you've subscribed to for these apps. So, you know, just methodically looking at what's going off your bank account and double checking whether those things that you're paying for actually serve you, because you could tidy up, you know, a fair amount of cash flow and suddenly you're freeing up cash to direct towards things that can be much more meaningful to you. You know, perhaps if you cash constrained, it can help you actually make it through to the next payday whilst making a profit. But then you can also start looking a little bit further in terms of, you know, what can I look at investing and saving and really moving myself forwards financially as well.
Hayley, how do we pass on good habits?
The first thing I think you mentioned just now, Jimmy, was actually having conversations, particularly if we're talking about our kids. I often find parents are really uncomfortable talking to their kids about money. And it's often because, not because the maths is hard, right? The maths is easy, really. But it's the emotions that sit around these money decisions we've made, particularly if we've made mistakes. So there's often some fear and some shame and some self-doubt that creeps in. And when that's the case, we suddenly feel like we don't have the authority. And that's not true at all. The first point is, like, be intentional about talking about money, both the good and the bad. Talk about how it can be used, you know, the mistakes you've made, what it means in your family when you're making a decision, you know, this versus that, opportunity cost. There's so many constructive conversations you can have, and use it as an opportunity to, you know, help educate, perhaps in a way that you never received whilst you were growing up. This really is a great way to change the cycle for the better.
Being intentional about your money habits, being intentional about the conversations you have, is the only way you can get rid of badly inherited money habits and start to inherit and pass on good money habits. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much to Hayley Parry of One Life for joining us to take a look at inherited money habits and how they affect our finances.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.